Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
You're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Two, start the show.
Hey everybody, thank you so much for joining the Kelly Mano Show, a little midweek daytime show for ya. Hanging out with my best friend Hoss.
Yup.
And my friend Stephanie is here today. Say hey.
Hey.
Stephanie's been on the show once before.
Yeah, I have.
Every time I bring her to my house to fix stuff, I'm like, oh, by the way, here's a microphone. We need you.
That's what happens. We just happen to be recording today.
Yeah. What were the chances? So, midweek show. Did anybody see Donald Trump come out at the RNC last night like the Undertaker?
Yes.
Did you see somebody put it to the Undertaker
it's
music?
It's the best thing in the world.
He is such an asshole, and I still love it. Like, not that I love him, but somebody was doing a story on him today. And first of all, like, when you're, you know, I don't watch a lot of the Republican national.
Sure.
Right. I don't watch a whole lot of it. But at what point do you think that he was talking with his people and he's like, I want a fog machine.
I want a fog machine.
I want lights.
I want to come out backlit.
And then I want the stage like rows in front of him. Has any candidate ever done that before?
Not that I'm aware of.
I mean, they just walk out usually like holding their wife's hand or something.
Usually.
It's not like, it was like when you go to a concert and like the music starts and you don't know where they're going to pop up. Well,
right.
I mean, you just go to rock concerts, so you probably forgot that aspect of stuff.
Yeah.
But every time I go see like New Kids or Justin Bieber or something, it's like, you know, the music starts and you have no idea like what they're going to pop out of or how they're going to come out. And, you know, that the internet has ruined that a little bit.
A little bit.
Because I'm going to go see Gwen here in 2.5 weeks. And I already have her entire set list.
Well, but do you know if it's going to change or not?
It probably will a little bit. I hope not, because she sings two No Doubt songs, which
that's for sure going to happen.
Yeah, that's what my husband said too. But anyway, and then you know Melania came out the other night.
Where to start?
And you know, of course, she looks stupid plagiarizing. Michelle Obama's speech.
I have something that's amazing to read to that end.
Well, my friend Abby Rudolph on Facebook, I actually have a comment like straight from Melania about her plagiarize. And she stated, here's her statement. I never meant to cause you any sorrow. I never meant to cause you any pain. I only wanted one time to see you laughing. I only wanted to see you laughing in the purple rain.
That was exactly where I was going.
That is really scary how much our minds think alike.
Yep.
Because there were so many like Melania Trump jokes out there today that...
Have you ever seen the movie Bring It On? Okay, I figured you had. I just wanted to make sure.
Is the Pope Catholic?
Have you seen the thing going around the internet that's got... Michelle Obama's head on the Compton cheerleaders.
No.
When they come to the actual other stadium and they're they're doing the routine in the stands.
Yes.
So it's Michelle Obama on one of their heads and Melania on one of the Toros.
Yes.
It's hysterical.
I'm sexy. I'm hot. I'm everything you're not. I'm still big red. Like, I'm just getting to the point where I'm showing Lucy all those movies, like Clueless and Bring It On, and, you know.
First one was great. The next two were terrible.
Oh, I hardly even watched the other two, except for VH1 ran, like Bring
Marathon.
It On 7, like, 80 times a week. And so I'm like, oh! And we are going to have the greatest conversation later about movies, about the creepiest movies from our childhood.
The 80s were not a good time for kids' movies.
No, and
there was a lot of weird shit that got passed off as kids' movies because there was either puppets or cartoons.
I have a lot more faith that I'm not wrecking my kids, you know, when I remember the stuff that I watched and that I turned out okay.
Yeah.
And so that makes me happy. So we'll get to that a little bit later because we had a little discussion in our Facebook group and everybody was chiming in. If you are not in the Kelly Mano chat group on Facebook, it's tons of fun. Exclusive content's always in there. I think we have some naked pictures of producer Gary today. Did we forget the posts?
I didn't post those. That's for damn
I'm
sure.
I'm just kidding. But you should really join our Facebook group because it's a lot of fun. I know what I was going to tell you guys. This is going to sound odd, but... Okay. No, you know what? I'm going to get into that later because I want to talk about something funny. Did you guys see the guy fly off the water slide?
Yes. Well, that's my biggest... One of my biggest fears.
Listen, up until now, flying off the side of a water slide was one of those irrational fears like, oh my God, what if I fall off the side? But then I'm like, oh, but it's never happened. Because if it happened,
right,
it would have been in the news or we would have video. Well, guess what we have now? A video of a guy from Texas going down a water slide.
Yeah.
Explain the video, Haas.
So it's one of those slides where you go down on your back and you're not on a mat or a raft or an inner tube or anything.
And it's like in a mountain.
Yeah, it's... You know what it reminded me of was the old Wet Willie slides.
Yes, yes, exactly.
But there was no mat. He was just going down on his back. And it's going, it's making snake turns going back and forth. And he makes a couple turns and goes up the wall pretty high and then comes down. But then he goes to make like a hairpin right turn. And he goes ass over feet in the air over the edge of the slide and just disappears like the Jetsons.
The best part is that like... he posted it. First of all, he broke like an arm and some ribs and he had to get stitches. And he posted the video that his friend, and it's all in slow motion. And at the very end of the video, his friend drops the F-bomb in slow-mo.
It's great.
So, like, the guy flies over the water slide and then you hear like... And then, did you see my kids' water slide video the other day?
That's terrible.
Well, I'm trying to feel normal because I moved into this new area and I don't have any friends yet. And I'm like, I'll take the kids to a pool.
And you went to the one by my place, right?
Yeah, the alligator one.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people who love that place.
Well, it became a joke because me and Rocky and Lucy and Rocky's buddy were in the water and we were watching these kids come down the water slide. I'm like... This is the saddest water slide I've ever seen in my life.
Do they just need to turn the water pressure up?
Every kid would come around the corner
and just stop.
And just deadpan face. Like, some of them would make it down, and then some of them, like Rocky and Ethan, would have to inchworm it with their legs.
The best to me was that even the ones who did make it
like
didn't get, like, shot out of the slide. It was just like, yay. Oh. Yeah.
And then we just, you know, I took a video of my kids doing it, and I don't believe in taking video of strangers. Otherwise, I would have done it. Because every kid that came down that water slide, it was like you had just told them that, their dog died. Like, they came around the corner like, womp, womp, womp. And then they would just slink into the water. There wasn't even a splash.
No.
It was like an Olympic dive.
Yeah. That was the best part of Libby's, is that she's like, yay.
Well, I couldn't figure out why they were letting her ride it because she's not tall enough.
Right.
But I always send her up anyway. I'm like, just go up. Just stand on your toes. Or just don't make eye contact with the water slide guy.
And just go.
And just go. And then I see them point to the blue one and tell her, like, you have to go down the blue one, not the green one. And I'm like, sweet, they're letting her come down the slide. She's so excited. And she came around that corner like... If she knew how to give me a double middle finger.
Was the green one bad too?
No, the green one was better.
So the blue one was like the wuss slide.
Yeah. So I'll post both of those videos, the guy that flies over the side and my kids on the worst water slide ever on at KellyManno.com. Yeah, that's it. We got a lot to talk about today. We will be right back. It's the Kelly Manno Show. Not put a cherry on top, cause when I bust my head, I'm raising the bottom. Don't get upset, girl, that's just how it goes. I don't love you hoes, I'm out the dough. And I'll be rolling down the street, smoking weed, sipping on gin and juice. Lay back with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
The Kelly Manno Show.
Come on!
Mondays suck a little bit less.
Because the Kelly Manno Show is on the air.
Murder, Inc. It must be the ass that got me like that. If it get any fatter, man, the rule gon' have to get at her. And our situation won't matter. I come to make you smile in the freakiest manners. J to the L-O. Hello. No, I'm not the Harvey Oswald. I'm the rule in the shot.
Have we mentioned to anybody yet that we are still on the floor?
No, not yet.
I think that on our last show we talked about it.
Oh, yeah. But, we had video proof.
Yes. I have a new desk coming.
Nice.
But it's not coming till Monday.
All right.
So Sunday's show.
One more show from the floor.
We will be sitting circled kumbaya once again.
All right.
I will have a desk eventually. But if it sounds like a little bit of a like a shit show, it's kind of because it is. We're just kind of doing what we can here. So Hoss, you know me to be a pretty laid back person.
Fairly.
Yeah, I don't get mad at people very often.
No.
But if I do, it's with good reason, right?
It's with good reason, and it lasts a while.
Yeah, this one's gonna last a long time. I am pissed at Quick Trip.
What? How can you get mad at Quick Trip? They have the best ice and fountain sodas in the world.
Let me explain to you why I'm mad at Quick Trip. Because so there's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Quick Trip and people who don't. I love Quick Trip because they operate at my speed. They yes. operate at Kelly Mano's speed. I walk in. They don't ask me how my day is.
Nope.
They don't ask me to give them my zip code. They don't ask me to donate for special needs giraffes in Africa. They don't ask me anything. They very quickly and courteously say, hey, how you doing? Boom. Swipe your card. Go. And, you know, somebody like my dad or like the older generation, they don't really like those kinds of places. And I get that. They want somebody to ask them how they're doing, talk about their day, things like that. So I don't know if this is just my Quick Trip or if this is a new thing. I go in Quick Trip the other day and I get my fountain soda and my nanner or whatever I'm getting. And I set it on the counter and I hand the guy my card and he goes, nope, right there in front of you. You got to swipe it yourself.
Oh, was it one of the ones that have the chip and stuff or?
It was just like a swiper, but I'm like, what do you mean you want me to swipe it? You're Quick Trip. Like,
yeah.
I come here so I don't have to do this shit. Because once you swipe, that's when they start asking you shit. Is this your correct total? Do you want it all on the card? Do you want any cash back? Can I have your third damn child?
Right.
I freaking hate that.
And really, you're only going to answer yes to one of those four questions.
Yes. We make fun of people for writing checks in line. Like, oh, are you going to write a check? Like, it's 19.
If you're still writing checks in line, go home and slap yourself.
No, you know what? If you're writing a check in line, you're probably getting through faster than me. Because guess who? What people writing checks don't have to do? Answer 90 questions. They write a check and they go. When you're using your debit card, again, you're donating to special need giraffes who want to paint pictures in Africa. You know, and so I don't know if they're just going with what all the other regular convenience stores do. But to me, slowing down the process is everything that Quick Trip is.
Well, I think that a lot of them from the credit card standpoint are starting to transition over to those new machines that have the chip readers
yeah.
in them.
And I don't give
so
a shit.
I think you're going to have a lot more of that.
Then the Quick Trip guy needs to do the chip himself and hand it back to me and not make me sign anything and let me go.
I don't know if he can. I think that's kind of the whole point of the chip reader is that it never leaves your person.
That's stupid.
Hey, man.
It might have been just that guy, too.
I mean, it could have been. I don't even know. You could have just caught it the lazy dude at Quick Trip.
No, like I think they're installing them in all Quick. If you've been in a Quick Trip lately and you had to swipe your own card.
Was it a different card reader, though?
It was just like a normal one at a store. Like if you go like a Schnucks or a Shop and Save and you got to swipe your card, put in your PIN, give him your zip code. Like that is what I loved about Quick Trip. I handed him my card. He swipes it. He hands it back. I go. They don't even give you a receipt unless you ask for one.
Right.
Like you're in and out in 30 seconds. And if they're going to go and switch over to all the other convenience stores, you know, it's just that would be like them. Like well, go ahead and have dirty bathrooms then, because that's what you're known for is your clean bathrooms, your fountain soda and your quickness.
That's true. At least on two of those three.
Like
I don't really use the bathroom there much.
That poor guy. Like you should have seen. I probably looked at him like he crushed my soul when he told me to swipe that card.
You probably weren't the first one that gave him that look though.
I'm
that
like,
day.
What? I'm like, why? Why? What are you? Why are you doing this to me? And he like there was a line behind me, and I had a wedding to get to. He's like, just swipe the card, ma'am. I'm like, you gotta be kidding. You guys are the devil. You know what else I'm pissed at right now? That I'm really pissed at.
I don't know.
Is trash cans. Have you been to a trash can lately? Like at a mall? No, listen.
Visit your local garbage receptacle.
I was going to say, can we zero in on have you been to a trash can lately?
Here's why. When I go to a trash can, I normally have like seven things in my arm.
Right.
And at least two of my three kids hanging off me.
And they're
talking
always
about like
full.
A public one. You know, you're going into Target and you're unloading stuff.
I'm
in the
talking
car.
About now, there are no just trash cans. There's like three. One says plastics. One says metals. One says soda pop. And
oh, yeah,
one
that's bullshit.
And then one says landfill. Because it doesn't say trash because they want you to feel bad. So now I have to sort my own damn trash?
No, you don't. You know what I do? Just throw it all in one and walk
yes,
away.
Anarchy. Them. Together. Listen, keep throwing all your shit in the landfill one so that they realize that this is not working.
I'm going to make a fourth one that just says eat a dick and put all my stuff in that one and walk on.
We... There's a whole bit with going out and finding those receptacles and like switching the nameplates on them and being like, but like really who, I mean, who has time to sort their trash?
Nobody. Like, that's not true.
Stephanie, you seem very earthy and crunchy to me. You probably sort your trash.
I totally sort my trash.
Of course you
I
do.
I totally do. I mean, it does get a little out of hand sometimes when there's like three or four in a row. But if there's one that says recycle and one that says trash or landfill or whatever, I will take my plastic cup and put it in the recycle one. I mean, like I said, if it gets a little out of hand, then it's like, oh, come on. You got to make me think too hard about this. But if there's one or the other, I'll recycle the recyclable thing.
I was in the airport last weekend and saw a sign that said metal waste. And my first thought, well,
who's carrying around metal to throw away?
My first thought was, who is throwing away metal waste in the airport? And then I laughed because the elf had fallen off of metal and it just said meta waste. And I'm like, wow, that's really, that's deep, man. We're going meta waste now.
Excuse me.
That's trippy. But in the airports now, the trash cans are like four bins deep, like paper, plastic, metal waste, and then just other. And stop it. Just shut up. You know what you're throwing away in an airport? You're throwing away candy bar wrappers and soda cans.
Yep. And you know what? When we make trash, then we are giving jobs to the trash men.
Yes.
They would not have a job if they did not have trash to sort.
Although, on the other side of that, I know I'm going to contradict you now. There's more people required now to sort the recyclables.
Oh, like at trash companies? Mm-hmm. Good. Then they're hiring more people. We're creating jobs. Hoss and I are creating jobs by dumping all of our shit in the wrong bin. We are job creators. Trump should hire us.
Thanks a lot, Obama.
I am so overwhelmed. Like, just my head in a daily basis. I don't have time to read stuff. So, like, I'm, number one, annoyed that they're making me read these different things. And then, number two, that they make me sort them. And then, number three, I'm mad for 20 minutes afterwards.
I have to find a stand-up comedy bit to play you that you will relate to so much off of this rant.
Oh, yeah. What if I go in Quick Trip next week and they've got the card reader out front and then the trash cans? I'll be burning it down. I'll be burning it down.
I'm gonna make every Quick Trip a Pokestop.
Oh, that would be awesome. Speaking of Pokemon, now, Stephanie, you're going to have to kind of turn around to see this. Now, have you played Pokemon Go? Because it continues to sweep the nation.
No.
Don't start.
Well, that's what I've heard. It's one of those things where it's like once you, once you start, you're, and I ain't nobody got time for that.
No, we did it as a joke, and I find myself playing a lot.
Yeah.
And I've kind of got my dad hooked into it because he was in the hospital nonstop last week. So I'd go to his hospital room, we'd fire it up, and there was Pokemon all over the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And so somebody created this kind of like farce news story, and a Hoss commented in the chat group.
Yeah, I go, this reminds me of Kelly trying to name the Pokemon.
Okay. When I was on Facebook Live, I asked an Asian guy how to do it, and then I'm like, this is why I'm not a dork, and walked away. No. I'm like, and then Hoss is like, you're such an ass. Like,
you realize you just called that Asian kid a dork to his face.
And somebody on Facebook goes, of course you're asking an Asian kid about Pokemon. I, honest to God, did not even know that, like, Chinese people made it, because that's how much I'm not a dork and don't know this stuff. But this news story is hysterical.
So I was in the house and I was putting the baby down for an afternoon nap when I saw out my front window that there's this black dude and this Indian lady standing on my grass, sort of staring at their phones and walking around. And then he said something to her and she said something to him, and then a fight broke out.
I saw that there was a Pokestop outside this house. I thought it would be nice to set up a lure module and maybe attract some rare Pokemon. Maybe even meet some new friends.
My homeboy, who actually told me about Tinder, what's up, Ray Ray? He told me to get this like Pokemon's app right here. So I went and got it, and they got these cool little characters like dinosaurs and ducks and shit, you know.
Then this guy shows up and he starts calling the Pokemon by the wrong names. I don't know, just on purpose to patronize me, making fun of me. I don't know what his deal was. He called Bulbasaur.
That's Onion Turtle.
Geodude.
Punchy Rock.
Meowth.
That cat with them long ass arms.
Ekans.
Purple shit.
He called Diglett.
That's floor shit right there.
And Doug Trio.
That's three floor shits.
He knew Pikachu, but
Everybody knows Pikachu.
Oh, yeah, that's Pikachu right there.
He called Weepin' Bell.
Oh, that's almost a pair.
Weedle.
Party Wiener.
Beedrill.
Everybody know that's Big Dick B.
Bees don't even have dicks. It's a stinger.
She just, like, lost it.
And then this girl started screaming at me all crazy and shit, and I'm just trying to catch these party wieners. You know what I mean, man? Like, this shit is funny as hell.
He's just trying to catch the party wieners.
Leave him alone.
That was, that video is hysterical. It's going to be shared probably a million times between tonight and tomorrow. But if you want to see it, we will pop it up at kellymano.com where you can check it out. And then, so coming back, we are going to dive into the world of movies that from our childhood that were just so effed up that we question our parents.
Yeah.
Decisions.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is exciting.
You know, like, I watch stuff as a grown up now, and I'm like, how am I not messed up from this stuff? So, all right, we will be right back. It is me, Hoss, and Stephanie. You are listening to The Kelly Mano Show. See, you never had to be this way. You should have never played the games you played. Now I'm seeing that you're kind of lame. Knowing how the situation changed. You want me when you had me. Love is crazy. Now I can smile and say, ain't that funny? Funny.
The Kelly Mano Show.
She finally found a job
that doesn't require a bra. The Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
Radio show.
This movie is great. This song is terrible.
If this song sounds familiar to you, then you grew up in the 80s because this is the theme song to the movie The NeverEnding Story. And we're playing it today because today is, I think, the 32nd anniversary of it being released.
Yep.
And it got me thinking about The NeverEnding Story because I love to share old movies with my kids. I love to share. Let's see, they've seen like Harry and the Hendersons.
That's a good one.
They've seen Gremlins.
That's a messed up one.
It is, but I will not show them The NeverEnding Story
because the world ends.
Because it scared the shit out of me for 10 years, and I don't want to F them up the way my parents effed me up, and so. Are all of you familiar with The NeverEnding Story?
Of course.
What freaked you out the most about The NeverEnding Story?
Like scary?
Yes. Like
the
what?
Wolf.
What the wolf in the rock that comes out?
Yep.
And if you've seen that recently, it is the most ridiculously fake looking wolf you've ever seen. You're like,
oh yeah,
oh sure.
But like the first three times he goes back to goes in to visit it, you can only see its eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it comes out. Mm-hmm. I didn't like the rock monster, the rock biter.
Oh, really?
Why?
I liked him.
Because
he was kind of cuddly.
Because his rocks looked like acne. Like, and he's like, they look like big, strong hens. Like, he was so, like, the texture of him.
I'll tell you what messed me up was the horse dying in quicksand.
Artex, no! Listen, every single...
And it was so drawn out.
Yeah.
Yes!
It's
Ranging.
Amazing. Growing up as a kid, I thought quicksand would be a much bigger problem in my life.
Shit. Yeah. No shit. No yeah. shit. Yes, well, listen, everybody remembers when Artex died. Mm-hmm. And when they cut back to the final shot, it was just bubbles.
Yep.
You know, and Atreyu sitting there crying. Mm-hmm. And Atreyu was
and
hot.
And the whole world was crying.
Atreyu was hot, okay? Yeah, he was. What is he doing now?
Probably still living off of Atreyu money.
IMDb.
Okay, so what we will do, I want to, yeah, Stephanie, will you Google Atreyu?
Hold on.
And I want to see what he looks like now.
On here.
Because he was so freaking hot in The NeverEnding Story.
You're talking about like a 14-year-old. I just want you to know that.
Well, I was 14, so it's fine. And then the turtle that like lived in the mountain and came out
yeah,
and sneezed.
Yeah.
God, he was awesome.
Jim Henson did lots of drugs.
And then, was that Jim Henson's movie?
Noah Hathaway is his name.
Okay, well, tell me what he looks like. And then, you know, the Valkor, the dragon... But to me, like, the thing I remember the most about the movie is in the end. Well, let me see. Let me see. Oh, yeah. He stayed hot. Okay.
That's him?
Eh.
I mean,
he grew into his face a little bit too much, but.
Yeah. I mean, he's missing something without the long hair.
Yeah. And the horse.
Well, the horse is dead.
Yeah. So that's Atreyu.
Atreyu, yeah.
Not the boy that had the book. That was a different boy.
No, he was the one in the story.
Is he still acting?
I don't know.
There was only 5 pictures, and 4 of them were from the Neverending Story.
Okay. That
was the other one.
Yeah, of course.
Artex, no! Oh my God, that filmography scene.
The last thing it shows for actor is from, he's doing a movie coming out next year called The Chair.
Sounds riveting.
It's all like, it looks like weird, like, B-movie horror stuff, stories.
Yeah. Well, we...
Before that was a 2014... Looks like straight to DVD movie called Tom Holland's Twisted Tales.
If you want to see what Atreyu looks like right now, go to kellymano.com. We'll post his picture. And the thing that frustrated me the most about that movie was in the end, whenever the girl is crying and she's like, "Say my name.
Say my name.
Say
bitch.
My name." And then he like opens the window and yells out the window.
And you can't even understand
it. You never
it.
Know what he said.
Nope.
That's the point.
But as a kid, that pissed me
it's
off.
It's like that Mr. Big song, you know, with the line that nobody can understand.
Mr. Biggs.
Yeah, that Mr. Big song that...
I'm the one who wants to... I know every word to that. Which part?
Maybe it's just me. The line where it says, waiting on a line of...
Waiting on a line!
You know, and then you can't hear what they're saying behind.
I would know it. We'll have to find it. That's okay. One of my favorite songs. Okay. That's like a good
karaoke
song.
I know, I love the song too, but that's the line...
I'm the one who wants
the background
to
track there. I can never understand
with. I think he's saying the same thing. He says, like, he just repeats it. I don't know.
No.
Do you remember back in the day when we had actually write down lyrics with a pen and paper?
Yep.
Did you guys ever do that?
Yeah.
I remember... recording songs off the radio.
Oh, yeah.
On tapes, yeah.
I still have my piracy. Tapes. Mm-hmm. I won't throw them away.
Yeah, and then you're getting so mad when you got a tape or CD and the booklet didn't have the lyrics in it, so you did have to write down all the words.
Yes.
Frustrating.
And half the time, I didn't even know what they were saying, so I would just phonetically write what it sounded like.
Awesome.
So it sounds like I'm, like, the best rapper ever, but really, yeah, not so much. No. So The Neverending Story is probably the movie that wrecked my childhood the most, even though I watched it 90 times as a kid. I won't show it to my children because I feel like I'm literally going to scar them if I make them watch it.
I mean, we turned out all right.
Yeah.
Is it like our Harry Potter? Like, I've never seen Harry Potter or any of that stuff.
Maybe.
I would put it in that realm.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Harry.
There's some weird ass shit in Harry Potter.
Yeah. I mean.
Oh, and then at the end, when he has to run through the statues with the boobs and they shoot stuff out of the eyes. At the Neverending Story. So there's 2 big statues. And they got wings.
Oh, yes.
And he has to run across the thing without the eyeballs shooting him.
Right. Yep.
Yes. And then, like, you're on the edge of your seat. God, like, that was probably my first childhood anxiety attack was watching that movie. What?
After you got done sobbing from the horse.
The horse drowning and shit. God, what movie messed you guys up as a kid? Because we're all around the same age. We're all upper 30s. Yeah. So we all went through the same crap.
I've got a few. For me, like, The Dark Crystal's up there.
I haven't seen that, but I know a lot of people.
I will loan it to you. I have it.
The Secret of NIMH.
You want to see it.
I've never seen
that. The Secret of NIMH is great. I own it, but it's kind of messed up.
Yeah.
What else?
Labyrinth.
Labyrinth, yep.
That's another one
Legend?
I haven't seen.
That movie is effing weird.
I hadn't seen Dark Crystal either, but I did see Legend when I was a kid, and I was like, oh, that's the guy. That was
Tom Cruise, the chick from Ferris Bueller, and Tim Curry is the devil.
Nice.
That was awesome.
Again, with horses dying in that movie.
Really?
Well, in this case, it's unicorns.
They knew how to get to the kids. You know?
Yeah.
That's kids.
One movie that really messed me up, and another movie I probably shouldn't have been watching, was Howard the Duck.
That movie is amazing.
So first of all,
top 5 movie for me.
So Howard the Duck is a duck who falls in love with, like, a rocker chick, right?
Yes.
And I think her name's, like, Cherry or something.
I don't remember.
In one of the beginning parts, like, the duck is flying through all these bedroom walls in a recliner, and this one house he flies through has a lady in the bathtub, and she's got duck boobs, like duck
Oh, okay.
Like duck titties. Like, right. there's nipples and everything. And my brother and I probably were on that 15 times.
Oh, yeah, because it's hysterical.
Yes, and then at one point, Howard the Duck pulls out a magazine under his like chest and it says...
Playbill.
Yeah, Playbill. And there's a centerfold of a naked duck.
Of a naked duck, yeah.
And the whole time, the duck is like trying to get with the girl, which is disgusting. But it was like a big movie. And then the guy who played the principal in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yep.
Is in that movie.
Yep.
Jeffrey Jones.
And he does something with his tongue where it comes out really, really, really long.
Oh, yeah. And you know that's not really his tongue.
I know. Okay. But again, scarred me. Scarred me for life.
That movie was fantastic.
It was fantastic.
And this is how you know that times have changed is not many people realize that Howard the Duck is a Marvel Comics property.
I had no idea.
But this is back in the 80s when... comic book movies meant not a damn thing, and like unless you were Superman, you weren't making money.
Right.
So you're like, yeah, whatever, go make a movie out of our stupid comic book guy, whatever.
Yeah.
And you got some crazy acid trip like Howard the Duck, where you have Leah Thompson trying to mount a Muppet duck in her bedroom.
What about Donna Harris brought up the movie Mannequin?
That movie's weird.
Which is, gosh, I don't
know. The chick from the whore from Sex and the City.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know her name, but I know what you're talking about. The whore from Sex and the City. Yeah, she only comes to life when he's around.
Yep.
So, like, if he's making out with her and somebody walks in.
It looks like he's making out with a mannequin.
And that movie just freaked me out about mannequins. Like, yeah. I would be walking through the store and I'm like, which one's going to come alive? You know, things like that.
Yep.
I'm trying to go through our Facebook here and try to find some more.
There's a lot of them.
A lot of people said The Labyrinth.
Labyrinth. And see, you've never seen that.
Uh-uh.
Because I wore my Labyrinth shirt that I got.
Yep.
And you were like, what are you wearing?
Huh. No.
It's really good. Oh my God, it's trippy.
Yeah, Willy Wonka's a pretty weird one. Yeah.
The first one. The second one was stupid.
Willy Wonka's weird, but it's not like frightening, keep you up at night.
Oh, no. There's a couple scenes.
Like when the blueberry floats away?
When they're going through the tunnel.
The tunnel,
it
yeah.
It gets a little weird.
Yeah. God. Let me see. Neverending Story, Porky's.
Yeah, I don't know why Porky's. I mean, Porky's, I guess, is on the list just because of the sheer amount of sex that's in it.
Yeah.
But it's not, like, scary or freaky. Yeah.
Like, one of my favorite movies when I was a kid, like, I'll never forget. You know, you have these, like, random memories from childhood that just, they're out of nowhere. It's like a 2-minute memory, and you can't remember anything else about that day. But I remember my dad picking me up from school and being like, I have a surprise for you. And because back then we didn't have VCRs, not in like second or third grade. And when we got home, he had out the TV guide and Flashdance was on TV that night.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
which was our
one.
Favorite movie. I think my dad maybe had a crush on the
what's
dancer
her name?
Chick.
Yeah, what's her name?
And
Jennifer
so,
something.
Jennifer, yeah. Now that I watch that movie as an adult... there is strippers, drugs, there's parking lot fist fights, there's sex, there's like you name it. But as like a third or fourth grader, I mean, like I wanted to be that dancer.
I think as a kid, you're blind to a lot of the stuff in the movie that happens and you don't really know what's happening. So you're just like, oh, okay, whatever.
Well, you don't because when I was watching, I had Lucy watch Bring It On. And at one point, somebody called somebody a dyke. And I went, and she didn't even flinch.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what that means.
Nope. Yeah.
And so I think that when we're kids, a lot of times we don't know, you know.
Oh, sure.
Stuff like that. And I broke my heart whenever I found out there was a stunt dancer for Flashdance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That wasn't really her.
Mm, oh.
Yeah.
Dreams shattered.
Here's a couple more weird ones from the 80s. Flash Gordon.
I think my brother used to watch that, but I didn't.
It is super weird. It's got a very young Timothy Dalton in it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What were the other two that I was just thinking of? Big Trouble in Little China. Also with the whore from Sex and the City.
She's in all the bad ones.
I know. She was the 80s, you know.
Well, this wasn't.
Gremlins. Let's go back to Gremlins. Because
Gremlins, yes.
Yeah. Gremlins is a Christmas movie.
Except for they put one of them in the blender.
Yeah, like...
in the microwave.
The sheer amount of weird, like...
Deaths
that's in there is crazy. But there's a monologue in there by Phoebe Cates that I had forgotten about as a kid until I saw it a couple years ago at midnight at the
Tivoli.
Is it
about when her, like, dad died on Christmas? He got stuck in the chimney?
Got stuck in the chimney for 4 days.
See?
And it ends with the sentence... And that's how I found out there was no Santa.
Yes.
Oh. And I was like, are you kidding me?
How did we watch that? I think it was Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood that had like a little choo-choo train that would go into
Make Believe Land.
Yeah. Yes.
And one of the puppets looked like he was half melted in the face.
Yeah, it was like the king and like Lady Elaine.
Mm-hmm.
And
the lady looked like a burn victim.
Yes. I had her picture because I saw it not too long ago because it scared me to death.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lady, like that would mess me up too. That's like, could they not really not make better freaking animation back then? Mr. Rogers had to have been making decent money.
I mean, these were puppets, you know.
It's true.
It's on PBS.
That's disgusting.
He could make more money if you'd support the stupid giraffes in Africa who want to make paintings.
When I go to Quick Trip.
Because it's all publicly funded.
Stephanie, any other movies here in our group I'm trying to go through? Somebody said Wayne's World. That was like a teenager. That was 90s.
I watched a lot of like the live action ones, the Brat Pack ones.
Yeah, that was more
things. But I think it was the same thing like you were saying about Liberty. I don't think I understood
really
what was going on with a lot of those, you know, Breakfast Club and, and 16 Candles and Pretty in Pink, you know. It's like I get the high school flirting and whatnot, you know, but all the undertones and stuff, whoops, you know.
Yeah.
Just one of the guys was brought up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where the girl pretends to be a dude.
To be a boy. Yep. I remember that. And then
All Nighter was brought up, and that movie, super weird.
Yeah.
But B, totally reminded me of two of my favorite minutes in movie history as a kid, which is Susanna Hoffs dancing around in her underwear.
Oh, I don't know that one.
As a kid and like being a fan of the Bengals and being like, that chick's hot. And then you see a movie and there's 2 minutes of her in her underwear. You're like, I don't know what I'm feeling right now, but this is all right.
I loved the Bengals. My third grade talent show, I did Walk Like an Egyptian.
Did you?
With my friend Sarah Curran, and we got, I think, second place.
My cousins made a video of them doing Walk Like an Egyptian, and it was awesome.
Oh, it, like in the video, like they were all doing it, and then like the dog would do it.
Yeah.
That was, kids don't know these days. One movie that really messed me up was a movie called Inner Space that me and my brother watched a lot. And that was a movie with Dennis Quaid and Meg Ryan that may have been where they met.
And Martin Short, right?
Martin Short. And so Dennis Quaid is some kind of like engineer or scientist, and they're working on this thing where they shrink him, and they're supposed to shoot him into a bunny with a syringe. Like he shrinks into a syringe and he's in this little like a
spaceship.
He's like a spaceship.
Yeah, it's a
and they
vessel.
Shrink it down to this like micro vessel, and they put him in a syringe and they're supposed to inject him into a bunny. I don't remember if the bunny has cancer or the bunny's blind or it's
something like that.
Yeah.
But instead, Martin Short, like there's a bad guy trying to steal the syringe and a good guy trying to run with the syringe, and he doesn't want the bad guy to get it. So he just sticks the syringe in like a random guy's butt cheek at the mall, and it's Martin Short. So now Dennis Quaid is floating around in a spaceship inside Martin Short's body, and he's telling him like stuff to do. And everybody thinks Martin Short's losing his mind because he's, you know, hearing voices. And at one point they shoot something into the back of his eyeball, and it's like the most painful scene ever. If you have not, now Inner Space, maybe I'll show that to my kids. How does he get out? I don't remember.
I don't remember how it ends.
I don't remember either.
Because I think they were worried about him getting big and then exploding.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They should have just had Dennis Quaid or Martin Short poop him out.
Or pee him out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way.
But he's like floating around inside the body the whole movie.
Yeah.
And it's like, am I in the fat cells? Am I in the optic nerves? Like, I don't know.
I believe it is a somewhat remake / retelling of a movie called The Incredible Voyage.
Oh, really?
I think so. Because that concept has been done a few times.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, the obvious ones like Gremlins and Jaws. I mean, Jaws scared everybody.
Oh, dude, I wouldn't go to a swimming pool for like 3 weeks after Jaws.
But, I mean, Jaws was supposed to be scary.
Yep.
You know, I don't think that Howard the Duck was supposed to be scary. Yet it troubled me for most of my life.
Well, I think it troubled you for many reasons besides being scary.
Yes.
So you mentioned Goonies, and Goonies.
Oh, Goonies is one, yeah.
Was kind of scary, too.
I wouldn't watch that.
Yeah, sorry to say it. Like, no. Some of the villains on that were a little creepy.
Who was the freaking guy with the elephant head?
Sloth?
Yeah,
yes.
Sloth. I don't know.
Shit, no. The second that dude popped on the screen, I'm like, I'm out.
I'm out.
I was in seventh grade. The first time I... See, my parents, like, we did not watch anything scary. And I went to this girl, Barb Gibson's house. And her mom... We were in sixth grade. Her mom let us watch Jason.
Yeah.
I called my mom at midnight.
Come get me.
She had to come and get me.
Really?
And I have never seen a scary movie since.
Oh, no.
What?
I don't watch them.
I'm raised on scary movies.
No.
You're talking to the kid who, when I was 4, I was at Six Flags with my mom and my grandpa, and it was Fright Fest. And my mom and grandpa were going to go through the haunted house, so they handed me to my dad. And they're like, you know, just watch him. And I was like, no, I'm going with mom. So mom's like, all right, well, you're going to see people. They're just actors. It's whatever. We take a couple of more steps up, and there's a fountain. And on top of the fountain is a lady's head on a pike, and it's just bleeding.
Yes.
And I go, oh, mommy, look, that lady's got a bobo.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't do haunted houses. I love scary movies.
Haunted houses.
I don't do anything. So, yeah, I think that just hands down number one is Neverending Story.
Yep.
It's just bizarre.
Yep.
Maybe I'll show it to my kids just to torture
Can
them.
We've forgotten one major movie that is not traumatizing because it's scary, but it's traumatizing because of what it is.
What?
Old Yeller.
My mom wouldn't let me watch
that.
We had
to go there.
We had to watch it at fifth grade camp.
Why? I've never, like, every
the
time.
The entire camp, all the fifth grade of the school got together on the Thursday night, the night before the end of camp, for movie night, and we watched Old Yeller. And we all knew it was coming, because every year you're told, like, we had to watch Old Yeller.
Yes, you're and right. Everyone, why did they make
like,
everybody do that?
All right, I'm going to be the one not to cry. Nope.
No.
Everybody.
No.
Teachers, students, the ladies working the cafe, everyone just.
I've never seen that movie because of that.
There's a sequel to it, too.
Well, I've never seen Marley and Me. I've never seen.
Oh, Marley and Me is so good.
The dog dies.
It's really good.
I remember the last like really sad movie I saw was My Girl, and again called my mom crying from the theater to come get me.
Speaking of what happened, what happened to that girl?
Oh, Veda was her name, or Veda?
Yeah,
Veda. She's doing Anna Klumpke.
I bet she. How do you know all these people? Yeah. My goodness,
I knew her. She's done stuff recently. Yeah, I don't remember what else she's been on, but she's done stuff recently. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us on this little midweek daytime show here. Like I said, if you're not a member of the Kelly Mano message group on Facebook, it's a whole lot of fun. We would love to hear from you, and we would love your input on discussions like that. This because that's where we got most of them. From and Stephanie, thanks for hanging out with us today.
Hey, anytime. I love it.
And Hoss, we got dinner to go to here in a bit because Dad's doing good and recovering, right?
Yeah, he wants ribs.
He wants some ribs. So we will be back with a show on Monday morning. Until then, if you like the show, share the show. If you don't share the show, people won't know about it, and then we won't do more shows. So share the show. Share it on your Facebook. Share it on your Twitter. Share it on your body, whatever you want.
Truth.
So we will talk to you Monday morning. Until then, be good, have fun, stay sassy, classy, and a bit smart-assy. Hoss, anything for the boys today?
I'm not God, but if I was, 3/4 of you would be women, and the rest of you would be pizza and beer. That is my life motto. You'll have to figure out who said it.
All right, we'll be right back. All right, we won't be back. We'll see you Monday. Thanks for listening. Come on, fellas, raise your hands. Scat, you ain't seen nothing yet. She's the top of the town. She's the best. Yes. Scary, raving, ginger, posh. Sporting, yes, now that's all right. Where the Spice Girls ready to go. Ladies and gents, can you please take your seats? And we hope that you enjoy.
Thank you very much.